So as was said, I'm Deepthi Rajiv. I'm a PhD student at the Department of Biomedical Informatics at the University of Utah. And I'm going to be talking about evaluating the impact of disease surveillance systems on local health department workflow. So just a background, so there are various steps in the reporting process. So from the perspective of the laboratories, the hospitals, and the doctors, the first step is you need to identify the condition. And then the next step is to recognize that it's reportable, and then finally collect the required data and transmit the clinical and laboratory information to public health. And from the perspective of the health departments, you need to have a system to receive the clinical and lab reports, and if required, you need to trigger an investigation and implement control measures to prevent further exposure and transmission. But there are various problems for the local health departments. So to begin with, the reporting process is manual, so there are faxes going all over the place. So you can see the picture over here where the triage nurse is picking up faxes from the fax machine and looking at it. And that's common in all local health departments currently. And the initial case report that comes in has insufficient information. So that, again, requires the triage nurse to review the case report and find out, okay, what's the missing information, and contact the people who sent her the report to gather the extra information before she processes the case. And this triaging of the initial case report is very time-consuming, and it has not been quantified. And also the other problem is that the local health departments get reports that are duplicate, which is a waste of time, and they also get reports belonging to other jurisdictions, so they should not even be receiving these reports in the first place. And then finally, there is this lack of shared information, so even if one local health department gets the data, the state doesn't get the data in time. So if there is an outbreak, there could be delays in case investigation because of this. So the formal reporting process in Utah is that the reporting entities would send faxes to the local or the state health departments, and they could also sometimes phone in the information. And so most of the time, the reporting sources are either the hospitals or the labs or the physicians or the IC infection preventionists from the hospitals, or others could be the family or the patient themselves would phone in information. And since there was no shared database, the locals and the state would again fax information to each other. And there was no interface to receive electronic information. It was all faxes. So the new reporting process in Utah consists of the NEDS system. So previously it was the NETS, where everybody had their own version of NETS, and it was not shared. But now UT NEDS is in place in Utah, and that allows the information to be shared by the locals and the state at the same time. And also there is another project going on that it's called the RTCEN project, and that's funded by the Utah Center of Excellence in Public Health Informatics, and that involves the creation of electronic HL7 messages and transmitting these messages from healthcare to public health. And that's work that is being currently done right now. And the messages are going to be sent from Intermountain Healthcare, which is the largest healthcare organization in Utah. And the other reporting entities would continue to send their faxes. And while we are implementing NEDS and RTSend, so we need to consider whether these new electronic systems are going to impact workflow, and who's going to be affected, and how will this impact be positive or negative, because we cannot assume that any new system that's going to be implemented is going to have a positive workflow, positive impact. So our research objectives were, we wanted to identify the metrics to monitor the impact on workflow as these new systems are developed and improved and implemented, and we wanted to collect baseline data. So the study location, so this is the map of Utah, and we have about 12 local health departments, and Salt Lake Valley Health Department is in Salt Lake County, and they process the largest number of reports in a year, so they have about more than 8,000 reports, and they get reports from labs, hospitals, and the state health department, other local health departments, and the formats of these reports are either fax or phone call, email, or mail, but it's predominantly fax or and phone call. So our methods to select the metrics were, we first did an observation study where we observed the task performed by all these the various personnel at Salt Lake Valley Health Department. And because their workflow was not documented, so there was no document saying, okay, this is what they do, this is how the case report gets processed. It was just, okay, this, so the first step was to observe the task performed and find out what is actually going on. And then we interviewed the triage nurse, the data entry person, the nurse investigator, and the nurse manager to verify what they are doing, if what we have documented is right. So that would be the documentation of the workflow associated with the processing of a case report, and we validated the workflow. And then once we did that, we identified the tasks that were frequent, important, and measurable, because not all tasks can be measured. So, and then we identified the metrics to measure these selected tasks. And so these are the timestamps. So the basically the timestamps in yellow on the left are the ones that we could extract from the disease surveillance system. And the so basic the interval between onset of disease and the date when the case was detected would be the time to diagnose the case. And the case detection date could be either the date of the lab result or the diagnosis date. And then we had the report to public health, that's in the system. But then we realized that the next date that was in the system is the date that it was entered into the surveillance database. So this whole process of the triage and the initial, that was not documented. So we realized that we needed to focus on that. And then the interval between the entry and surveillance this data in the surveillance database and the time in which and the investigation started date would be the time until the case is investigated. And then finally, when it ends, it's the time until case investigation is completed. So our goal was to shorten the interval between when a case is reported to public health and when the case investigation starts. So we decided to focus on the triage process. And this is the document, this is the workflow at Salt Lake Valley Health Department. So when a case arrives, it's triaged. And we decided to focus on the triage process and the initial data entry process. And the first question that the triage nurse asks when she looks at a case is, does this report have enough information for me to identify if this condition is reportable? For example, influenza-associated hospitalization is reportable in Utah, but it's not nationally reported. So she would like the hospitalization status, because if the hospitalization status says it's an outpatient, that's not a reportable disease, so she would not even have to process it. So information like that is required to identify if the condition is reportable. And then whether the case belongs to Salt Lake Valley Health Department, because there's no point processing a case which is an out-of-county case. And once she has enough information, she forwards it to data entry. And the person doing the initial data entry, the first thing she does is to find out whether it's a new case, but does she has to create a new record, or is this an update to an existing case? So she has to pull out the old record and then update the case. And so since I focused on the triage and initial data entry, I'm just going to give you a brief overview of what else happens. So once the initial data entry is done, the assignment of the case to the nurse investigator is done and done by the nurse supervisor. And then the case is investigated by the nurse investigator and implementation of control measures is conducted. And then once the case investigation is done, the nurse supervisor reviews the case and then the information is archived and forwarded to the state health department. So the metrics for the triage process that we came up were, the first one is, how relevant are these reports that have come in? So what were the number, the percentage of reports with new information, and this would include the number of new, unique, non-duplicate cases, and how much, and then the number of updated reports. And then the number of duplicate reports and the percentage and number of out-of-county cases. And then, as I'd said earlier, the triage nurse would, if she doesn't have enough information, she would call up and ask for the information. So the number of phone calls to gather this additional information and what is required, what's missing in these case reports. So the type of additional information required and number of times the data required was obtained, because many times the triage nurse would call for information, she would not get through, she would leave a message, and then she would have to wait, or sometimes they would not have the information, she would call somebody else. So it's not certain that she makes one call, she's going to get all the information she wants, and then she just processes it. So it was not that way. And then, she would hold the case reports for which she did not have enough information. So we also think we need the number of times the forwarding of reports was delayed. And the metrics for data entry was how long did it take to identify whether this information was a new report or it's an existing case, and how long did it actually take to enter data into the computer, and then the number of reports entered each week. And the metric for completeness, we cannot again assume that what the cases identified by the healthcare has arrived at the at public health. So we would like to find out what's the proportion of cases identified at Intermountain Healthcare, because that's where our work mostly involves, and how many cases were identified at Intermountain Healthcare that were actually received by public health. So this is the baseline data collection. So we had direct observations at Solek Valley Health Department from July 7th to July 13th. So it's about 8 days and 6 working days, and from a Monday to Monday. And we used a data collection form because we didn't want to, most of the data we were collecting was observation data, so we needed a way to document what we were observing. But at the same time, we didn't want to intrude too much in their workflow. So we had to design a form and test it multiple times to make sure it does not really interfere with them. And then we extracted the rest of the information from NEDS, and the information that we extracted were already collected as part of their routine workflow. So this is the data collection form we used. So basically it had the report time and the report date, and that's what was printed along as the facts. And that's the only place you'll get the report date and time, the print on the facts. And then the triage date and whether it was a new case to Solek Valley, whether it was a duplicate, and what was the information missing. I don't think I have a pointer over here, but the table shows what's the information missing and what was, thank you. So this table shows the information that's missing, and also how was it obtained? Was it obtained by a phone call or was it internet? Because things like physician telephone number can be obtained by the triage nurse logging onto the internet, the hospital website, and looking up the name and getting the telephone number. So in that case, it would be obtained by the internet. And then the total number of phone calls made. And then finally, does it belong to Solek Valley Health Department? Was it held for additional information? And what was the basic outcome? Was it forwarded for data entry? Was it updated in NEDS? Or was it also shredded because it's a duplicate? And then we gathered the NEDS ID because we wanted to link these records to the ones that we were going to extract from NEDS. And when was it entered in NEDS? And the thing that you cannot see over there is how I had the time to review. How long did it take to review this whole case report? And we actually sat there for this whole period, 8 days, 6 days, and timed them. So a few results. So basically they had 380 reports, and they were for 33 different diseases. And as you can see, so 45% were new cases to Solek Valley Health Department, and 13% were updates. So this is good, this is what we want. But then there were about 42%, which is out of county, a waste of time, and then 19% of duplicate reports, another waste of time. And out of these duplicate reports, 76% were from Utah Department of Health. So these were the number of reports triaged per day. So this was a Saturday and Sunday, so nobody worked. But then there were about 74 reports triaged on Friday, so obviously she just stays long and finishes up before the weekend. And so there were about totally 380 reports. And of these 380 reports, 105 reports, which was 32%, required additional information. And to get the additional information, she had to make 99 phone calls in 6 days of working time. And this is a person at Salt Lake Valley Health Department who is not doing only the triage part, she also is a nurse investigator. So she has a set of diseases that she needs to take care of. And out of these 105 reports, 63 reports were held. So she did not get the information right away. So they were actually sitting on her desk and not processed to data entry. So what was missing? So the patient address and patient county were missing for about 17%. And this is what is required to identify if it's an out-of-county case. So you can imagine that she had to get this information before processing it. And then the physician notes, sometimes she needs the physician notes. And the thing with Salt Lake Valley Health Department is they have a nurse investigator who is an associate professor at the College of Nursing. So she has permission to access the electronic health records at the university hospital. So when there was a report which had missing physician notes, the triage nurse would give it to that investigator and say, okay, log on to your campus website and look, access the electronic health records and get this information. So I'm guessing if it was not Salt Lake Valley Health Department, the physician notes would have been higher, the number of missing reports for that, and whether it was obtained. So time to triage reports. So the average time to triage a report was 3 minutes 31 seconds. And for Salt Lake Valley Health cases, it was 3 minutes 30 seconds. And for out-of-county cases, it was 3 minutes and 38 seconds. So this totals up to about 12 hours, 20 minutes. And if you're talking about 6 days, so it's 26% of an FTE. And for a person who does not do this alone, it's a lot of time to get extra information and process the reports. And the interval between the report and the triage date, so basically this is the time that the reports were just sitting on the fax machine and not looked at by the triage nurse. And they did pretty well. I think this is the triage nurse at Salt Lake Valley Health Department, and she's very methodical and very good. So about 75% of the cases were triaged within 1 day of arriving at Salt Lake Valley Health Department. And the rest of the 25% were triaged within the next 3 days. And the time for initial data entry. So this was done, we wanted to compare how long it took to identify a case in NEDS and in NEDS. And NEDS, UT NEDS was implemented in January 2009. But Salt Lake Valley Health Department continued to input information both in NEDS and NEDS for a while. And so we thought, okay, this is a good opportunity for us to time them and find out how long they take to enter the information in NEDS and NEDS. So we did that observation study for 2 days, and 30th of June was actually the last day they were going to enter information into NEDS, so it was like, they're stopping, we better go and get some data. So the time to identify if a report already exists. So that is searching, okay, what she did was search for the patient name, and NEDS was really fast because that would pop up right away. So it took about 12 seconds per report. But NEDS has a little complicated process to search. I'm not sure how many of you have used the NEDS, the UT NEDS actually. It takes a little longer to search if a case already exists. And that takes about 35 seconds per report. And the time to enter data is, in NEDS it was 49 seconds, but then I would say don't take this, this number may not be accurate because at the time of the study, because they were already using NEDS, they were not entering all the information in NEDS. They were doing most of their work in NEDS. So the 49 seconds and the 3 minutes 9 seconds, I would not, place any bets on that. And so the Salt Lake Valley Health Department timeliness. So the time to diagnose a case was, these are cases that arrived at Salt Lake Valley Health Department during the 6-8 days, and they belong to Salt Lake Valley Health Department. So they took it took 7 days to diagnose those cases, 6 days to report those cases, and 1 day until, these are median days, median time, and 1 day until the case was triaged, and then once it was triaged, it took 0 days to enter it into the system, and then it took 7 days for this case to be investigated once it was entered into the database. And that is something that we need to worry about, because the information is there, but the case investigator hasn't started the investigation. And since these cases were just recently happened, we did not have enough time to calculate how long it took to complete the case investigation, because most of the cases were still under investigation. So for our next steps, we would be completing this analysis of baseline data and also develop an ongoing monitoring system to evaluate the impact of surveillance systems on workflow, because it's nice to have a system, a monitoring system that's in place. You don't have to be sitting there observing people. So that's our next step, to come up with a plan to develop an ongoing monitoring system. And this is work that is done by the, funded by the CDC, Utah Public Health Informatics Center of Excellence. And I would like to thank my co-authors, Rui, Andrea Price, and John Reed, and Catherine Stays, who's my advisor, and Eileen. So Andrea and Eileen are at Salt Lake Valley Health Department. And I would like to also thank Richard, who works at UDOH and was very helpful in extracting the data from NEDS. And Mary Hill and Chris are at Salt Lake Valley Health Department, and they were very accommodating and helpful to us. So, any?
Probably have time for one or two questions.
Yeah. Duplicate reports are very common in most of the public health departments.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion about how to stop this problem? Because it's going to be the faulty information we're having now.
So I think this needs to be stopped at the reporting source. So they need to find out if it's, so most of the time when if you remember, it's 75% were from UDOH, right? The Utah Department of Health. So what's happening is they get multiple reports from labs and they just turn around and fax it. So I think if they put it enter, they have some kind of a triage over there, they'll be able to figure out, okay, this is a duplicate and shred it over there instead of faxing it to Salt Lake Valley and they having to triage it and shred it. So I think it's the reporting source that needs to be targeted to eliminate the duplicate reports.
You know, the family practitioner sometimes send the report,
mm-hmm.
and the same family practitioner will refer the case to the hospital. Hospital sends the report again to health department. So you now see for one single case,
mm-hmm.
the family practitioner has reported, the hospital has reported,
right,
and the laboratory reports again. So you probably need a place where all these reports come up for triage,
mm-hmm.
you know, to stop this particular process.
Right. Yeah.
Just one more question.
Yeah.
This is very interesting.
Thank you.
Do you have any intention to move further earlier in the process to look at the Intermountain reporting and that whole process?
Yeah, so because Intermountain is very heavily involved in the RTSEN project, that is the HL7 messages, and we will be evaluating what they are doing and also find out what the completeness is, like how many cases actually were detected and how many of them were sent. But I'm sure, but because that was actually my first part of my PhD, the Intermountain Healthcare site and the HL7 messages, so I'm sure the focus is going to be there.
Any idea of the time frame when you expect to get there?
Probably within a year or so, for sure, yeah.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you.